How do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sans leisan, it's Jürgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. Our mission is, of course, to make the world of work a better place. This week, we're talking to a global media company that you will have heard of. You will have probably seen it. You might even have done the theme park. So lots to learn today. Let's start the show. Hey, Annie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So please let our listeners know who you are and what is it that you do.
Sure. I'm Annie Hurley, and I am the Director of Talent Branding at NBC Universal.
NBC Universal. Okay. So a couple of familiar names in there. Can you describe the company for us?
Sure. So we are one of the world's leading media and entertainment companies. We own and operate over 20 businesses across 30 countries, including things that you probably have heard of. Leading motion pictures, TV productions, television stations group, world-renowned theme parks, and a premium ad-supported streaming service.
If I tell you I like to have CNBC on in the background, does that make me a geek?
That makes you our number one fan. I'm here for it.
Great. Okay, so can you give us like a little history behind the company? Perhaps tell us where it's based, how big you are, and maybe any products, services that our listeners might know of.
Happy to. So one thing that you'll hear me talk a lot about in regards to NBC Universal is our legacy. And people are really familiar with it. We've been around for decades through the evolution of broadcast TV and motion pictures. We're really proud of our firsts. For example, we were the first network to broadcast in color back when television screens were just in black and white. Who can imagine? Wow. And we have a lot of rich traditions, like broadcasting the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, The Universal Park Studios Tour, if you've ever been to any of our theme parks.
Yes.
So we just have a really, really cool and unique story. And that's also how we like to go to market, is that we are a company of storytellers. And then in terms of location, so we are global. And that's usually a fun fact for people. They don't realize that we are located across the globe. As I mentioned, we are in about 30 different countries. I personally am a hybrid employee, and I report to our iconic headquarters in 30 Rock. And then we're around 50,000 employees worldwide.
Probably should add that, first of all, 30 Rock, I had to Google this. That's 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City.
Yes.
That's a very nice location. And also, you mentioned you're global. For European listeners, I think Sky is probably the network that people most tune into over here.
Absolutely, yes. Sky, and then we are ultimately owned by Comcast, which is a telecommunications conglomerate. So you can say that our world is just very, very big.
Absolutely. And what are some of the shows or programming that we may have enjoyed?
Yeah, I have a feeling that some of you, your favorite shows may be on our air, or some of your favorite movies. So if you're a Real Housewives fan, fun fact, we have Bravo under our umbrella. If you love the Olympics, NBC Sports broadcasts them out of our Stamford, Connecticut offices. I was there yesterday working. The most beautiful campus. Very, very cool. If you're obsessed with the news like me, because I used to work in the news, the Today Show or Nightly News with Lester Holt are on our air. Or if you're a late night TV fan, everyone knows SNL, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers. And of course, for movies, we've had a lot of great releases just this year with Universal Pictures' Nope and Jurassic World and Illumination's Minions: Rise of Gru. And of course, NBCU's streaming service Peacock is our newest business. It launched actually during the pandemic, so it's already 2 years old, and it has some great original content as well as additional offerings from the NBC portfolio. So if you need a rec for something to watch, to if you're new to Peacock, I'm a huge fan of Bel Air, Girls 5 Eva, and The Resort.
Nice. Okay. I can now hear the employer brand professionals that work for B2B companies. They're thinking, oh, I wish I had all these fantastic household shows and names that I could just drop into conversations with candidates. So we can talk about this around your strategy, but I wonder, does it help or does it hinder to have all these recognizable trademarks?
It certainly helps, but it's interesting because my job as an employer brand specialist is really to educate our job seekers and our candidates that we are so much more than just NBC. We are a house of brands, like you said, but coming into the organization, even myself, I sat at orientation day one. I had no idea that Rotten Tomatoes and Fandango were under our umbrella. There's things that you learn once you're in the organization, but my job is to make sure that that's very apparent from the outside looking in. And the global aspect, and we'll talk about this as well, is another big challenge too. We are across the globe, but our brand does not resonate with people in the UK or Germany or France the same way that it resonates with our folks in the US. So yes, it's helpful that we have a lot of these cool attractions and shows and whatnot and products, but it's very disjointed, I think, in the candidate's experience.
Yes, yeah, it's complex. And you're ultimately owned by Comcast, which happens to be a Link Humans client.
Actually. Yes, I knew that.
Right. Okay. So what is your talent challenge? What are you faced with?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, we hire for different functions across the board, but if there is one challenge that kind of arises for us, it's tech challenge. And I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone. Nope. We are all tech companies. But we in particular are seen as a legacy media company. So technologists don't always flock to us as first choice. So our job is to make sure that they see the value and the opportunities that are afforded here at NBCU.
And what are some of the specific talent requirements that the business is screaming out for?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are looking for engineers and product. I think that is the most in-demand technologists right now, because we need folks to power our brands, right? And you'll hear me talk about that a lot. It's great once a show, you know, as a consumer, you're watching a show, but there's so much that goes on behind the scenes to get that show on air.
Yeah. Fantastic. And we're talking about awareness for you as an employer. Again, coming back to those B2B professionals, that's really where they struggle, just to be get into the consideration phase. So for you, I suppose people know already. So what does that do to a candidate's decision-making process?
Yeah, I think it's the story that we have to tell. We have to tell a consistent, we have to go to market with a consistent story, because again, we are a decentralized company. Yeah. Our properties operate kind of on their own, but in a corporate function, you know, as talent brand, you have, you know, oversight over what all of our businesses are doing, and your job is to influence them at each point of the candidate life cycle. So when you're talking to somebody about NBCU, they may just think of the Peacock logo, and that's great because that's all true. But again, kind of expanding their horizons and really showcasing that because of our scale and our size, there's so many opportunities to lead you to have a really fulfilling career here. We really encourage internal mobility. And that's something that's very unique to us. And the fact that, you know, you may be an engineer at NBC Sports, but did you know you could also do the same, something similar at Peacock? So really showcasing the breadth of our brands.
Yes, you mentioned that you worked in news yourself. Previously.
I did, but not at NBCU, but in my previous life. Yes, I was at one of our competitors, but NBCU was always my dream. And one of my best kind of memories ever is the day that I got to do a shoot at the Today Show. And I got to stand really close to Al Roker and again, Carson Daly and Hoda and Savannah. And I had to pinch myself because I was like, I'm on the other side of it now. And now I'm trying to attract people to come work here. So I saw that kind of full circle moment.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. So tell us how Employer Brand came about, and what some of the vision, objectives, and perhaps even also the structure of the team.
Sure. So our employer brand is really our activation of our EVP, and it was developed as a way to deliver our brand promise. Ultimately, for us, it's a way to help differentiate our opportunities and showcase our culture to stand out among the crowd and attract the type of talent that will thrive here. So we actually just refreshed our objectives and on my team, and I'll get into that in a second. And I really credit our recruitment marketing manager and specialist on developing this new strategy for a streamlined and optimal performance. And really what they did was take our overarching talent organization goals and bucket them in ways that our team can help best support our overarching team. So those are brand awareness and engagement. So celebrating business wins, telling the NBCU story, showcasing our beloved brands, and showing our scale as a powerhouse media company. Employee experience. So we have a fantastic relationship with our internal comms team and our employee experience teams. So we always find ways to share an inside view of our employees to help prospective talent understand the humans behind all of it. And then DEI, I mean, everything that we do is from a DEI lens. So we're highlighting content that celebrates our commitment to creating a more inclusive workplace and the world. And then recruiting excellence. So content that inspires and attracts top tier talent, really focusing on the candidate experience in this space. So the talent branding team sits within the talent operations team within our larger TA team. So that's a lot of talent and TA in there.
Yes, okay.
We're made up of 160 people across the globe, and there's five of us all together on the talent branding team. When I started, I was a team of one. So I'm very grateful that in 5 years, we have grown to where we are today. Two of our team members have actually just joined us in brand new roles in the past year, really within like the past 3 months. One being a recruitment marketing manager and the other a DEI partnership coordinator. And then we have a senior specialist responsible for our internal lens and a specialist who is responsible for our social and external facing platforms. And you'll hear me talk about my team a lot because we're super collaborative. And even though we all have different swim lines, we're intertwined in all that we do.
That's really interesting that you started a team of one, because I know there are a lot of people listening to this podcast who are either a team of one or they're hoping to become a team of one, setting up the function on their own. So 5 years later, there are five of you. Is that sort of the growth trajectory others can expect, you think?
I hope so. I mean, we are very fortunate to have a lot of support from our CHRO and our SVP of people. You know, doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure. And there's obviously a lot of growing pains along the way. It's when you are a team of one, you really have to prioritize. And we still do kind of what our next projects will be and how do we make the biggest impact. But I would say as long as you are influencing and proving your worth, you can absolutely pitch for the help that you need.
Fantastic. Right. So you have mentioned the EVP a couple of times now. So now I'm really keen to understand what is EVP, how did you arrive at it, and can you set out your stall for it, please?
Sure. So I came in 2017 and really was tasked with taking the EVP research and bringing it to our stakeholders. So I would say it was a melding of the minds. We had external vendors help with the employee roundtables and research. We ultimately laid out our findings with internal groups like corporate creative and corporate communications and landed on a tagline that we really believe speaks to the breadth of opportunities across NBC Universal, and that is Here You Can. And to talk a little bit about Here You Can and what we believe in. So it's simple, right? But that's why it works. It's an invitation to build a fulfilling career at NBCU. It compels our people to enrich their lives, make a difference, shape their futures, and helps us to create the extraordinary. And the best part about the tagline is that it can be tailored to messaging to our target audiences, which is really nice for us as marketers. We're not locked into one thing, so we can always evolve it. And it almost acts like fill in the blank, so we can insert that language at the end of the phrase based on personas, skill sets, or interests. Ultimately, we just want to inspire audiences and give them the opportunity to align their personal goals with our company values. So it's simple, positive messaging. Like Here You Can develop your career, or Here You Can inspire, that's meant to ignite people's interests. And the best thing that I personally think about the EVP and the tagline that we've come up with is that it doesn't need to compete with consumer brands. And that was a big part, right? Like it was very hard to create something that was going to be so multifaceted and be specific for our house of brands. So it's really meant to be complementary. For example, we've done some fun social campaigns around E News, and fun fact, that's also under the NBCU umbrella. And we've used the phrase "Here You Can Be Pop Culture," and that's just a play on word on their consumer-facing marketing. So the other way we use it a lot, especially on the career side and our social campaigns, is we use it to speak to our DEI initiatives and just the overarching culture of NBCU. Here you can be authentically you. Here you can make a difference. Here you can be a fan. And I would say our ERGs also are very great brand ambassadors when it comes to using the Here You Can messaging, even in their internal activations.
Fantastic. And I know you have a set of pillars as well. Can you describe them for us, please?
Sure, I'll go through them quickly. Passion is our first one. It's more than just a work life. We take great pride in all that we create. Creativity is at the heart of what we do. No matter what you do, we aren't afraid to take risks and encourage innovation. Fun, and I love this one. We deliver joy and lasting memories to the world. And then legacy, we uphold tradition while continuing to create the future. And I would say this one was the most surprising because, you know, we've been around for decades, and you may think that could be seen as a negative thing, right? Maybe people don't think we're as innovative as competitors, but we are. And also, I think what we've learned through our roundtables and our employees is that people really find the value in stability in a legacy company as well.
Great. And out of these pillars, which is your favorite, and what do they hang their hats on?
Ooh. So I recently, and I'll talk about this in a second, just did a bunch of employee roundtables with our international folks. And I would say that the majority of our people will say passion. They really enjoy their jobs and they feel a close connection to what they do and their output and how it inspires others. And I would say I also love passion because I don't think I'd be able to do my job authentically, if I didn't believe in everything that we're putting out. But I also love creativity because a lot of what we do is finding creative ways to solve problems.
Got it. Right. So you mentioned your international folks. I know you've, you're a global business and you have a global team. How are you going about expanding the EVP across borders?
Yeah. And this is something that we've been working on for the past year or so, but when we initially rolled out the EVP, just taking a step back 4 years ago, it was just across the US. And we were really lucky that our global territories would use EVP in things like their internal communications. We didn't have any specific materials created for each country. So last year, we embarked on expanding it internationally in an effort to localize it for some priority countries, the ones that we're hiring the most talent in. So we know that each country has its own culture. And as I mentioned before, each country also has a different understanding of who NBC Universal is. So we had to do the research. We had to go to the source, and we conducted 12 focus group interviews with about 130 of our colleagues. We hired the same agency that we worked with when we rolled out the US specific EVP, and they helped us come up with the content creations of different assets in translated languages. This time around, we got our employees really involved and kept them really close to the process. And we appointed brand champions in each territory that could help us with local translations. And so all in all, we translated the Here You Can tagline into 9 different languages. We, of course, had to work with our IP team along the way to make sure we were, following all the rules with trademarks. And we also made sure to translate some of the key graphic elements that make up our look and feel of the brand. So we created 12 custom word clouds, and this will all make sense if you go to our career site. It's front and center. In addition to 1 global word cloud that combines 1 word from each country translated locally. So it really just emphasizes our global reach in a really succinct and visually appealing way. So we've placed all these custom materials into a destination, really a toolkit on SharePoint, with the goal that this will lead to even more content that's localized and inclusive of our international territories. And I'm proud to say that we launched that toolkit just this week.
Oh, wow. Okay. So watch this space then. So this will be activated in local markets?
Yeah. So the next phase is we have everything ready to go. We'll, of course, continue to evolve it. But now we're going to go on our roadshow. And we're going to go to the heads of HR, again, for each international territory and their teams, and really talk through how they can activate it in each of their local regions, whether that's with, you know, LinkedIn campaigns or doing something internally. We'll provide them with some examples of what's worked in the past and encourage them to continue to use it moving forward.
So is that an actual roadshow or is it a Zoom roadshow?
It's a Zoom roadshow. One of these days I'm going to get over though. I'm going to get across the pond.
Okay. All right. So talk to us about, activations, whether that's in markets or globally from your central team. What does it look like and what can candidates expect to see from you out there?
Yeah. So there's so many ways in which we're activating the employer brand. I mean, back when we launched, the US specific version, we rebranded our career site. And then in 2020, we created an internal career site for employees. And all of that was a result of just having a more consistent approach to the candidate experience. And of course, we have social campaigns based on those talent brand objectives that I mentioned before. But one activation that I think is really cool and is almost a lift and shift for others is we've really been leaning on our employees to tell our story in the past year. So in the beginning of 2020, I coined this year the year of Here You Can Tell Our Story. And what that means for us was we wanted to empower our people to be brand advocates. So first, we started with recruiters. We put them through a training called Writing Compelling Copy, where we provided tips on how to move away from, you know, that typical corporate jargon that you may tend to see on job descriptions and instead lean into making job posts, you know, especially on LinkedIn, more succinct and human and just overall creative. So we activated our senior leadership along the way, too, because that is very important to get their buy-in, as everyone knows. So we went to the head of HR for each of our businesses, did a presentation for them around the importance of brand ambassadors, you know, touching on some key stats like job seekers are 3 times more likely to trust content coming from their networks rather than the company profile. So we know that our people are already super engaged on LinkedIn because we interact with our employees and their posts. So I really give a ton of credit to our senior specialist who launched and oversees the strategy. Huge props because she's responded to over 2,000 employee posts just over this past year. And it obviously only continues to go up. Yeah. So the other part of that toolkit that I mentioned is not just to host all of our branded materials, but also to serve as a destination where employees can learn to leverage those assets as brand ambassadors. So we've created tutorials that walk them through how to post open roles, tips on writing compelling copy in bite-sized pieces. We provide them with custom graphics and GIFs to accompany their posts because, again, we know they're posting. So we can continue to influence job seekers out there, even if it's, you know, about creating awareness that there's jobs that exist that may be within their realm. We're doing it through our own people.
Amazing. Okay. Now, turning to from activation to measurement. So you've been in the job for 5 years. So I'd be really interested to know what sort of metrics you look at to measure success and how you report that to your managers.
I honestly can say this is my favorite question in the podcast.
Oh, wow. That's very rare.
Well, it gives me new ideas to take back to my team to make us better, right?
Yep.
So thank you to all of those who have come before because I am listening. But metrics has been a hot topic of conversation of ours on my team really lately, especially in the recruitment marketing space. And the way that we think about metrics is, and again, this alludes to us being storytellers, but ultimately, what story do we want to tell? So I always find that we almost work backwards. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to get hires, but not any hires, quality hires.
Yeah.
And you can always measure your traditional TA metrics, time to fill, cost of hire, et cetera. But ultimately, my team needs to measure the influence that they have on getting to those results. So what type of influence do we have is not always easy to gather from our platforms. So right now we spend a lot of time measuring engagement, traffic, followers, and that's great. But future state, we have this brand plan. I'm going to give you a little peek at it, but we plan on getting more granular in each of our brand pillars. So for example, in recruiting excellence, that looks like tracking things that affect our outcomes of our talent pipelines. So results of paid organic ads in terms of leads, in DEI, the number of targeted diversity engagements, apps and hires, brand awareness and employee experience. That's your traditional views, impressions, engagement, click rates on things like our career site and all of our social media platforms. And the communication and engagement, we are really happy to start working on email marketing campaigns. So what do our opt-in rates look like? That's high level, And there's so many ways to slice it. But essentially, when we get requests from the business, we've kind of trained ourselves to stop and think through what is the end goal and how are we going to prove success? So going in with that mindset really helps in building out our strategy as well.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. Now, Annie, 5 years on the job, I'm sure you've got a few tips that you've learned in the trenches, the hard way perhaps, but what are some of the tips you want to share with employer brand professionals listening to this?
Sure. And I tried to go the tactical route on this one. So what I would say, don't go at it alone. Employer branding is still fairly new, and at least in my opinion, is very experimental because there's no one size fits all approach. Even within your own businesses. So reach out to your network, ask your peers at other companies to chat. You never know what best practices you can end up learning. And something that I always do is when I hear somebody speak on this podcast in particular, I will go to LinkedIn and shoot them a message. And that's how I've made a lot of my connections. So I encourage you to do the same. And then when it comes to activations, my second piece of advice would be to empower your partners to use EVP for their purposes. But coming to the table with tangible ideas that they can implement for their own good. So you don't always have to do the heavy lifting, but it helps to have a good pitch prepared and some examples of what's been successful in the past to be able to influence those around you. And then three, at its core, we all know this, right? Employer branding is marketing. So I like to keep up on marketing trends by subscribing to newsletters that talk a lot about consumer campaigns because it helps to get my wheels spinning and it makes me think differently about some of the ways we can optimize our tactics for candidate-facing campaigns.
Yes, absolutely. And for our listeners, that was an invitation to send you an invitation, Annie, on LinkedIn.
Yes, so, indeed.
Your inbox will be swamped after this. Right, so what is it that makes this job so special? What gets you up in the morning?
Yeah. So for me specifically in this role, I think it's because no 2 days are the same. I think that also has a lot to do with the environment that we work in, the fast paced media industry. There's a buzz and energy around what we do. And I think that ultimately feeds back into that passion that we talked about for what we do. And then in my opinion, employer branding is just an awesome field to be in because it's full of opportunities. A lot of what we do is applying creative problem solving and finding the fun in the challenge. It's full of opportunities to influence and make connections. And if you enjoy any of all of those things, you can make a real impact in your organization.
Absolutely. Yes. Fantastic. And my final question for you, Annie, is where can our listeners connect with yourself? Probably LinkedIn, but also where can they learn more about the company?
Absolutely. You guessed it. LinkedIn would be fantastic. And then if you want to learn more about opportunities at MBCU, visit mbcunicareers.com. And if you want to learn more about MBC Universal, just in general, mbcuniversal.com.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, folks, there we have it. Be sure to reach out to Annie and thank her ever so much for sharing her insights on the podcast today. LinkedIn is the place for that, and make sure you get in there first before she gets overwhelmed from all of our millions of listeners. And if you, just like NBCU's parent company Comcast, if you are interested in measuring employer brand, talent brand, employer reputation, be sure to check out the Link Humans Index. You can find it at linkhumans.com or feel free to get in touch with me and I can show you what it's all about. Finally, to subscribe to this podcast or to find the show notes articles that accompany each episode, head on over to employerbrandingpodcast.com. That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time. Hey!
What did the pickle with the big ego say?
No idea.
I'm kind of a big dill.